Welcome to PGAFC Pulpit Ministry, a ministry that is committed to the preaching of the word to transform lives.
Good morning, everyone.
早上好.
可以帮我放前一点吗? Let me try this. We'd like to greet all of us with different languages. Start with Urdu.
我用不同的方式来跟大家问好，不同语言.
Gaseo. See, I got it right. Nepalese, Shua Bahani. Good morning, they are all there, our brothers. 弟兄姐妹们，大家好，平安. Good morning. MBM, hello. Selamat pagi. Okay, Merdeka, Merdeka, Merdeka. You now can go to any Bing Sui location and shop three times and you get a free ice cream cone. Just some public service announcement for all of us. Now, we only gather once. Oh, sorry, I forgot. Okay, never mind, it's
广告,
okay.
刚才是广告时间, 我们现在进入节目了。
Okay, we only gather this once a year, like this once a year.
我们每一年只有这么一次是这样子的聚集在一起。
This year, it coincides with our 68th anniversary of our Independence Day back in 1957.
今天呢, 恰巧是我们马来西亚独立68年。
All five congregations in one location.
5个会堂聚集在同一个地方.
Now you will know that due to the service time, our different location for our Urdu congregation who is in Kepong, besides today, we hardly see one another.
我们知道我们有不同的聚会的时间, 特别是乌都的会堂是在另外一个地方聚会的, 所以我们一年只有一次这样的机会,
So as Pastor Jeremy said, today is a very meaningful day, a very special day because we can all come together to worship the Lord.
就像刚才林传道所说的, 今天是一个很特别的时间, 我们可以聚集在一起来敬拜神。
And you see a variety of expressions in worship.
我们也看到我们以不同的方式来敬拜上帝。
I really appreciate the dancers this morning.
我很喜欢今天早上的舞蹈。
Thank you, Bahasa congregation.
谢谢我们马来文的会众。
Come every Sunday.
每一个星期日要来。
And to fellowship with one another.
我们也彼此的团契。
Fellowship with one another.
彼此团契。
How does this look like in our setting?
在我们的环境当中, 团契是怎么样的呢?
What actually constitutes fellowship?
团契是代表着什么呢?
Now, we were all seated with each other, but just because we are seated in each other in a big hall like this, do we automatically have fellowship with one another?
我们现在是排排坐, 但是我们坐在同一个地方呢, 就代表我们有团契了吗?
When I was in high school many, many years ago and first attended my former church, I was invited to their youth fellowship group.
在我上中学的时候, 我去参加一个青年团契。
When I reached there, I was asked to sit down in a chair.
我到的时候我就被,
A few people came and shook my hands and say, Oh, hi, what's your name? Have you taken lunch?
有几个人跑来跟我握手问好,你叫什么名字啊?
你吃饱了没有啊? After I replied them, they all, oh, okay, okay. And then they went on and doing whatever they were doing before they saw me.
我回答了之后,他们就回去做他们的,忙他们的了。
And nobody talked to me ever since, from then on.
从那个时候开始就没有人再跟我说话了。
Everybody stood up.
每一个人都站起来,
started to sing some songs,
唱诗歌,
the pastor shared certain things,
传道或者牧师讲了一些信息,
welcome me being new, everybody clap,
啊, 欢迎我, 因为我是新来的, 拍手,
meeting over,
然后就结束了。
My sister who came and picked me up after that asked me, how was the fellowship?
我姐姐在聚会过后来接我, 她问我, 团契怎么样?
I told her I did not know what happened there, but it certainly wasn't fellowship.
我说我不知道刚才发生了什么, 那么, 但是肯定的不是团契。
What is Christian fellowship?
基督教的团契是怎么样的呢?
What does it mean when I say to Long today, I have fellowship with you?
我如果跟龙说, 我今天跟你有团契是什么意思呢?
Is it merely because we are both standing on the stage doing something together in a church?
是不是说我们两个都是在台上为在进行一个教会的节目呢?
Or we come together and go to some sort of a church program?
或者是我们来到同一个地方, 做一个教会的活动。
And some of you are in cell group, for example, you have a cell group meeting, you have supper together, and you pay my bill. Very good fellowship.
或者是我们在小组里面, 我们, 吃东西, 然后你, 你帮我付账。
That's why I heard some cell group fellowship become fellowship now.
所以有一些小组已经成了吃喝团契。
By the size of our bellies, we know the extent of our fellowship.
从我们的肚子的大小, 你可以看出我们的团契是多么的厉害。
Or a question that I was asked recently, I don't even speak Urdu, for example, how to really have fellowship with a brother from Urdu Kepong.
我连巫都话都不会说，我怎么跟假动的巫都的会众团契呢？
Very good question.
这是很好的问题。
Perhaps a time for us to discover anew what's true fellowship really mean and how it should look like today.
可能这个是一个最好的时机，让我们去研究真正的团契是怎么样的。
So as I share, if you belong to a cell group or if you are regular in your congregation, would you reflect with me if you truly have fellowship with one another.
所以当我分享的时候，如果你是有参加小组的，或者你有固定的参加教会主日敬拜的，请你思考一下，我们团契是怎么样的。
And as I share the component of what constitutes a true fellowship, ask yourself if it's missing from your gathering, your cell group, your congregation, how can I contribute to true fellowship?
如果我在分享的这一点的时候，如果你觉得我在团契之中没有看到这一个的话，请你思考一下，我怎么可以努力的去为我的团契增加价值。
There are altogether 20 occurrences of the word fellowship in the Bible.
圣经里面有团契这个字出现了20次。
In Greek is termed koinonia or its sister form koinonos, which means the sharing in common or sharing together, sharing of a common life.
这个希腊的原文是 koinonia， 或者是它的姐妹形式 koinonos， 它的意思是共同的分享、共同的拥有，或者是分享共同的生命。
And it first occurred in Acts chapter 2 verse 42.
在使徒行传二章四十二节第一次出现。
They devoted themselves to the apostle teaching and to the fellowship, the breaking of bread and to prayer.
他们都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接、擘饼。
And this was the beginning of the church. So for the early church, koinonia is the key aspect of the Christian life.
对于早期的教会，这一个 koinonia 或者团契是基督徒生活的一个很关键的一个方面。
It denotes believers coming together often in one single location and one common timing in love, in faith, in encouragement, sharing a common life story.
他所说的是信徒在同一个时候通常是在同一个地方，带着爱心，带着信心，彼此的鼓励，聚集在一起，分享共同的生命。
And on top of that, in the first century, the word fellowship also had commercial overtones.
在第一个世纪的时候，这个团契是带有商业的意味的。
So for example, if Pastor Jeremy and I bought a boat and start a fishing business together, we have entered into a fellowship.
如果林传道和我一起合资买了一艘船，我们去捕鱼的话，我们就进入了一个团契。
I mean, it's a bad idea, but we enter into a fellowship.
就是有商业的目的的话，我们就是进入一个团契。
And they have a common goal. The common goal is to build up a business, a fishing business.
就有一个共同的目标，也就是发展这个渔业的生意。
And in the New Testament, this word fellowship often tied with fiscal, financial, monetary matters.
在新约圣经中，这个词、这个团契也常常与财务、金钱联系在一起。
So when Paul mentioned in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 that the Macedonian Christians send money to help the poor Christian in Jerusalem, the Macedonian believers are entering into fellowship with the Jerusalem brothers and sisters.
当使徒保罗在
哥
林多后书第八章。好，谢谢他，他要帮助我。在提到这个马其顿的教会用金钱送的钱去给帮助那个贫穷的耶路撒冷的信徒的时候，他们就和耶路撒冷的信徒进入了团契。
Paul goes on to expound what it means in Philippians chapter 2 verse 1 to 2.
在腓立比书二章一到和二节，保罗更加的去阐述这个含义。
And he says here, if you have any encouragement for being united with Christ, any comfort from his love, any fellowship with the Spirit,If any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, being the same love, being one in spirit and purpose.
所以在基督里有什么劝勉，心里有什么爱心里有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯，你们就要意念相同，同爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐满足。
So koinonia then is believers, you and I, joined together as one body.Because of the fellowship we first share in Christ through the Spirit.
因此 ，koinonia 就是指信徒因着我们在基督里所共享的团契合为一体。
And in this fellowship, we are in agreement with one another.
在这一个团契当中，我们是彼此认同。
We are together in one spirit.
我们是同心合意。
And we serve alongside one another.
我们是并肩的侍奉。
United for a common purpose, which is to bring the gospel of Christ to every part of the world.
为的是一个共同的目标，就是传扬耶稣基督的福音，推动国度的拓展。
So in the biblical understanding, fellowship is not just some fun activities we do when we are free or we have nothing much to do.
所以团契呢，根据圣经的教导呢，不是讲我们得空没有东西做，无所事事才做的一些活动。
Let's throw a party, have some fellowship.
我们就来个 party 吧，这个不是团契。
The heart of true fellowship, according to Scripture, is that we must have a shared vision of what is important.
一个真正团契的核心是在于我们必须要在重要的事情上有共同的意向。
And what is important is the advancement of the gospel.
这一个重要的意向就是福音的拓展。
And that vision calls forth commitment from its members.
这一个意向需要每一个会友的参与和委身。
And we talk about commitment, it means that it's not something that we do only when we are free or when it's convenient to do so.
当我们说委身的时候，我们不是说我们方便的时候、得空的时候才做的。
There's sacrifice involved in being part of this vision.
委身需要付出和牺牲。
And in the context of Philippians, how did the people get involved? How did they get into fellowship?
在腓立比的教会来说，他们是如何的参与呢？
They witnessed and evangelized in Philippi.
他们见证。
They persevered in their prayers for Paul.
他们为保罗恒切祷告。
They sent money to support him in his ministry.
他们给钱他支持他的事工。
And this they do in a great measure, even though it was inconvenient, even though it cost them their lives.
他们所做的这些是非常不便的，甚至是可能有付出生命的代价。
So biblical fellowship is it means more than just I'm associated with you.
所以。圣经中所说的团契不单只是一个交往
more than just friendship,
不单只是友谊
more than just having a conversation over a cup of coffee and kueh later after service,
不只是聚会过后我们喝咖啡吃蛋糕
true biblical fellowship is a deep sharing of life in something common,
它是深度的共同分享生命
to have fellowship with one another is not just a matter of being in the same sanctuary or same house singing songs and doing Bible study.
团契不是说在同一个建筑物或者一个家里唱诗读圣经。
It means having a relationship with each other based on our relationship with God, and that relationship causes us to participate together in one spirit as one body for a common purpose.
它代表着我们彼此之间，因为我们与上帝的关系而建立起来，然后促使我们同心合意为共同的目标参与。
Does that kind of fellowship?Exists in PJAFC.
我们在八达岭播道会里面有看到这一类这一样的团契吗
？Does this fellowship exist in your own congregation?
在你自己的会堂当中有看到这样子的团契吗
？And across all the different congregations.
在各个会堂里面有看到这样子的团契吗
？I can think of a few examples of deep fellowship happening right within us.
我可以想到几个深入团契的例子。
For example, when one congregation in need of funds for their members.Urgently, the other congregation give generously.
当我们其中一个会堂需要金钱的帮助的时候，其他的会堂就慷慨的接纳相助。
That's you entering fellowship.
那个就是我们进入了彼此进入了团契。
And we don't only enter into true fellowship with the members here. We also enter fellowship with people in, for example, in Nepal EFC.
我们也不只是我们。教会里面的各个会堂之间有团契，我们也跟另外一个教会有团契。
We support in prayers, in funds to advance the gospel there in Nepal.
在尼泊尔呢，我们以祷告和金钱来支持他们的事工。
When the BM congregation take the trouble and have the passion to go to minister to the Owe village, the rest of us partner with them in prayer.
当我们的马来文的会堂要去做原住民的施工的时候，我们也通过祷告和参与来帮助他们。
We give financial support.
我们给予金钱上的资源。
Send some people along with them.
我们派遣人跟着他们一起去。
Another example of how fellowship can look like are also found in the study of a phrase in the Bible called one another.
这个另外一个团契呢，我们可以看到。在彼此这个字的研究中
There are things in the Bible or God tells us that we should do with one another.
圣经里面你告诉我们很多事情我们是要彼此做的。
This is a short list of what I think in the New Testament talk about how we can enter into true fellowship.
这个是一个短短的一个列单。
Be devoted to one another.
我们要彼此推让。
Accept one another.
彼此同心。
Serve one another.
彼此服侍
admonish one another,
彼此劝诫,
spur one another toward love and good deeds,
激励彼此去做好事,
greet one another with holy kisses,
以圣洁的吻问候彼此。
We don't do this a lot, lah.
啊，我们在很少这样做了。
Yeah, but the most commonly repeated word when you study the word one another is found in the book of 1 John.
在彼此这个词相连的最常见在彼得约翰一书里面的就是这个字
is the word love one another.
就是彼此相爱。
Small epistle, but 27 times the word love actually exists there.
在小小的一本书信里面，爱出现了27次。
And these are some of the verses.
这是其中一些经文。
This is a message we heard from the beginning. We should love one another.
我们从起初所听的命令就是彼此相爱。
We know we have passed from death to life because we love each other.
我们因为爱弟兄，就知道我们已经是处死入生了。
And this is God's command: believe in the name of Jesus and to love one another as He commanded us.
神的命令就是叫信他的儿子耶稣基督的名，并说他赐给我们的命令，彼此相爱。
And since God loves us, we also ought to love one another.
神既然这样爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。
And if we love one another, God lives in us, and His love is made complete in us.
我们若彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面，爱他的心在我们里面得以完全了。
So if you go back and read the book of 1 John, right, he's only saying two things. The author is saying two things about God is two things about God. God is light and God is love.
在约翰一书里面，我们看到清楚的两件事情：第一，上帝是光；第二，上帝是爱。
And if we, the believers, walk in the light,We have fellowship one another.
当我们信徒活在走在行走在神的光中，我们就彼此相爱。
And that fellowship must be defined by love.
这一个团契必须要以爱来做根基，以爱来定义。
So the first list of the thing that I just show you is that at the end of the day, we can do all those. We can serve one another. We can admonish one another. We can encourage one another.
我们可以彼此的服侍、劝诫、鼓励、接纳。
But if those things we do in fellowship is not defined by love,We are not walking in light.
但如果我们所做的这一切不是因爱的，因为爱的，我们就不是行在光明中。
And we have not known God who is love.
那我们也没有认识那爱我们的上帝。
Next verse, 1 John chapter 4, 19 and 21. We love because he first loved us.
约翰一书四章十九二十一节，我们爱，因神先爱我们。
很好。
Very good.
以后他可以领仓啦，犯什么意啦？And it says here in verse 19, for if we 20, if we do not love a fellow believer whom we have seen, we cannot love God whom we have not seen.
不爱他所看见的弟兄，就不能爱他没有看见的神。
Our claim that we love God.Must come with the love for our brothers and sisters.
我们如果声称爱上帝，我们就必须随着爱我们的弟兄姐妹。
Would you take this time right now to look around you?
让我们看一看我们的周围。
Yeah, turn your head lah. That's how you look around you.
你必须要转你的头。
These are whom you can see.
这是我们所可以看到的弟兄姐妹。
Whom we are called to love and to fellowship with.
我们被呼召来跟各位弟兄姐妹团契和爱。
Do we have love for them?
我们爱我们的弟兄姐妹吗？
Do we love them enough to serve them?
我们爱足够来为他们服侍吗？
Do we love them enough to pray for them?
我们爱他们足够为他们祷告吗？
Do we love them enough to bear their burdens with them?
我们的爱足够跟他们一起分担重担吗？
If we do not, John says, the love of God is not in you.
如果不是的话约翰一书说我们没有神的爱。
Yes, we are all very different.
所以我们都是不同样的。
Whether it's background, our language, our cultural preferences.
我们的背景，我们的言语，我们的文化等等都不一样。
Now in some ways, these differences can serve as a barriers to true fellowship to take place.
诚然，这种不一样、不同可以造成我们团契的障碍。
I can't even understand this sister as we speak different language. I can't communicate with her. How to even fellowship?
这个姊妹讲的话我都听不明白，我怎么可以跟她团契呢？
This is when Christians have something that can penetrate this barrier. We speak the language of love.
所以在这个时候呢，我们必须 以爱的言语来交谈。
You know, we have a ladies, a team of ladies in the English church that I'm sure do not know enough Nepalese to communicate love in words to the Nepalese brothers and sisters.
我们有一群在英文教会里面的姊妹，她们不懂尼泊尔语。
But they serve the brothers with love through cooking for them.
所以她们以爱来侍奉她们的弟兄姐妹，她们煮东西，她们为她们买东西。
Buy banana.
买香蕉。
Buy cake.
买蛋糕。
And bless them.
来祝福他们。
And that is love.
那个就是爱。
That's entering into fellowship.
这个就是进入团契。
Most of our Udu brothers and sisters do not speak English or Chinese, but that does not stop them from praying for us.
我们 Udu 的弟兄姐妹很多是不会讲英文的，但是这个没有阻止他们为我们祷告。
You know, that prayer that the children make, they have been most of them memorized it for very, very long.
这个刚才我们看到小孩子们的祷告，他们可能是用了很长的时间去记下来的。
This too is fellowship.
这个是真正的团契。
They entering fellowship with the rest of us by bearing our burdens and speak it to God in prayer and intercession.
他们分担我们的重担，把我们的重担交托给神。
So is our fellowship defined by love?
是我们的团契是不是以爱来做定义的呢
？So this morning, yes, we are a mixed bag of believers.
今天我们这里这个会所里面有不同背景的信徒。
But that's also how the first century Christian looked like, the church looked like.
第一个世纪的教会也是这样子的。
In Philippi, in Rome passages that we have read, the church is a mixed group of Gentiles believers, Gentiles Jewish believers.
在腓立比的教会，有这个外邦人，也有犹太人。
Two different language speaking groups.
不同的言语，不同的背景。
Different historical background.
不同的历史背景。
Two different belief system.
不同的信仰体系。
And if they were not careful, they can easily allow these differences to create distrust.And suspicion in their midst.
如果他们不小心的话，他们就让这种差异在他们中间滋生不信任和怀疑。
But Apostle Paul knew it doesn't have to be this way.
但是保罗知道不需要这样子的。
Although we can be very different from one another, we can flourish together.
我们虽然彼此有不同，但是我们可以一同的兴旺。
You know, it's like in a marriage, couple they are very similar to each other. Have you seen how boring they are?
在一个婚姻当中，如果丈夫和妻子是一样样性格，你看到他们的生活是多么的枯燥。
You look at my marriage, you think it's boring?
你看我的婚姻，你觉得是枯燥的吗
？You just laugh.
你们笑。
We are so different.
我和我丈夫是很大的分别。
If it's all similar, you only possess one perspective about the world, about life.
我们的世界的看法也不一样。
The differences actually bring in the joy and the interesting part to a marriage, for example.
在婚姻当中，不同样的性格可以带来更多的喜乐。
Yeah, I'm very glad that my husband and I are very different.
我和丈夫很不同，我很感谢神。
Especially when we play pickleball.
当我们打着比克球的时候
，We are so different.
我们是不一样的。
I think that I will only get the ball that I can get.
我只是去追那个我可能接到的球。
He will get every ball that he thinks I won't get.
他会去找那些我不可能接到的球。
And together we will win.
我们在一起去可以胜利了。
To all the opponents on 16 September, this is wow. Look at them, they are like wow.
我现在正式向你们宣战。
Just to let you know, I'm joining a tournament.
只是想告诉你我参加了个比赛。
If you want to see my husband run.
你要看到我的丈夫跑的话
，Come and watch us from 4 to 7 in Pickle Park.
在这四号到七号来看我们。
Apostle Paul tells us that even with differences, unity is possible.
保罗，使徒保罗说，纵然有不同，我们也可以合一。
Living together in peace and harmony in Christ is possible.
在基督里面合一的生活是有可能的。
有可能 ，but we need to work at it.
但是 ，it's possible.但是我们要努力。
Can sing, can speak all the languages. Where to get all? Now we have to work at it by first getting our attitude right.
首先，我们的要端正我们的态度。
In Philippians 2, it says, "In humility, value others above yourselves."
腓立比书二章三和四节说：“存心谦卑，个人看别人比。”自己强。
Don't look at your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others.
个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
Romans 12:3, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment.
罗马书十二章三节，我凭这是我所赐的恩对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照神所分给个人的信心的大小看的合乎中道。
In Christ we are one body, we are all different but we are one body.
在基督里我们是同一个肢体。
So this is my firm conviction that I believe that the whole of PJAFC can thrive together as one.
我深信整个八达岭布道会可以成为一个共同成长。
But we can only thrive if in humility we learn to value another above ourselves.
但是我们只有在谦卑的学会看别人比自己强，给关心他人的利益，才可以做到。
That we always look out for another's interest and recognize we are all gifted very differently.
我们要承认每一个人都被赋予了不同的恩赐。
And precisely because we are gifted differently, we do need one another.
也正正是因为我们每一个人都有不同的恩赐，我们才需要彼此需要。
If I'm the eye of the body, I might want to get to a destination, but I cannot unless there are legs to bring me there.
我在身体里面我是眼睛，我想去到那个地方，但是我去不到，除非我的脚带我去。
More than that, the legs must do its function of walking well and coordinate with itself in such a way that it will get where the eyes have seen.
我的脚必须尽它的本分来行走，才可以去到目的地。
Basically, that goes to show how important it is as one body, we coordinate ourselves and cooperate as one united body to fulfill God's mission.
这基本上表明了我们的协调和合作的是多么的重要，作为一个合一的身体来完成上帝给予我们的意象。
One of my all-time favorite movie is Lord of the Rings.
我很喜欢的一部电影的系列是《魔戒》。
How many of you have watched this movie?
谁有看《魔戒》的 Lord of the Rings?
Okay, can you tell your congregation to watch Pastor Akram? Good movie, okay? Screen it after next week.
下个礼拜给他们看。
Especially the first episode.
特别是第一集，护
戒使者。I love this movie because it teaches a lot of spiritual truth.
我在这个圣经里面找到很啊，在这个电影里面找到很多圣经的教导。
So this group of people, they have one mission.
他们这一群人有一个使命。
Is to destroy that one ring.
就是要把一个戒指毁灭掉。
This one ring somehow can rule the entire kingdom, and this group is tasked with a job to throw that ring into some lake.
这个戒指是有这么大的力量可以统治所有的王国，所以他们的任务就是要把它投在一个火山湖里面。
And here we are, these are the group of the people that are supposed to do the task.
这一群人就要做这个使命的。
The small boys, do you call them boys? Baggins, yeah? So they are like Frodo, Sam, Merry and Pippin. They are always being captured by people one.
这个有当中呢有哈比人，有Frodo, Sam, Merry and Pippin.
Because they are so small, they run also slow.
他们每一次几乎每一次都给敌人抓住的，因为他们跑得慢，他们又够不着，
cannot fight,
打不过。
And then there's Aragorn. Aragorn is.
还有这个Aragorn.
Aragorn is this one. It's not working, but the good-looking one.
那个好看的。
Okay, my definition of good-looking.
是我认
为好看的。The black hair guy. I know some of you like the white bearded guy and whatever, but. Mine is a black hair guy. Different. It's okay. I'm not going to judge your preference. But mine is on the left. Okay. That's Aragorn.
Aragorn.
Who is always mysterious.
他是神神秘秘的。
Then we have the long hair, ear very weird one, Legolas.
还有这个 Legolas, 他是精灵。
He only shoot arrow and look pretty.
他是射箭的，也常常耍帅。
And he always argue with the dwarf on my far right.
一天到晚就跟这个 Jim Lee 吵架。
吵架对 Jim Lee. And then we have the other side of Aragorn, is Boromir.
This is Boromir.
He wants to be like Aragorn.
He
despises Aragorn. A fellowship cannot be more dysfunctional than Lord of the Rings.
这一个组织呢，其实是最失调、最不靠谱的。
But I believe it depicts what a real and normal fellowship is.
但是同时，我们也看到这是很真实的、很普通的一个团契。
So they went on a journey, and the journey is unpredictable, sometimes very difficult.
所以在他们的旅途当中，旅途有很多的不能预测的困难。
And they often be tested for their endurance, patience, and love for one another.
考验着他们的耐力、恒心，还有彼此的爱。
They had disagreements over many issues.
他们在很多的事情上都有纷争。
But you know what they never do?
但他们从来不做一样事情。
No matter the disagreements, they never leave the fellowship.
就算他们再不同意都好，他们没有离开团契。
They always find ways to work around it.
他们 一定找到方法来解决他们的,
Either that or they die.
不然就死了。
It's never just one person in the fellowship who has the last say.
不是一个人说, 做所有的主意。
They come to agreement even if one of them might lose face disagreeing with the group.
他们甚至是在, 有人对牺牲自己的利益来, 同意。
There's no talk of status.
没有地位的高低,
no talk of which race is more superior.
也没有说哪一个种族比较好。
And whatever hardships or obstacles that come their way, they conquered them all, not because one of them is a hero.
他们无论遇到什么的困难都能一一克服，不是因为谁是英雄。
They conquer because they work together as a fellowship.
他们克服是因为他们共同努力成为一个好的团契。
And they share the common life purpose, which is to dump the ring into the lake.
他们有一个共同的使命，就是把这个戒指丢进火山湖。
The fellowship sustains because they all knew, they agree, and they work towards the same cause.
这个团契从来没有能够完成使命，是因为他们没有放弃，没有离开。
So it doesn't matter if you are Gimli, Legolas, Aragorn, Pippin. If you are willing, you can be part of this fellowship.
所以不管你是这个团体里面的任何一个人，你只要愿意，你可以为同一个目标而努力。
No one personal preference is more superior, and no one sets the agenda.
没有任何一个人的意见是比其他人更加重要的。
No one is the hero.
没有人是英雄。
Only Christ is the leader.
只有基督是我们的领导。
And stronger than the mission of Lord of the Rings,
比这个魔戒的使命更强大的。
Our fellowship can be sustained because it's based on the shared fellowship that we enjoy with God to accomplish a greater cause, to advance the gospel, to save many people.
我们的团契能够坚持是基于上帝 所共享的团契来完成他给我们更强大的使命。
So brothers and sisters, 弟兄姐妹, true fellowship is more than sitting together with one another.
真正的团契是多超出我们坐在一起。
It is sharing life together in Jesus Christ.
是在基督里面共享生命。
Serving, encouraging, carrying one another's burden, and above all, loving another as Christ has loved us.
彼此的劝勉，彼此的服侍。 更最重要的是像上帝一样的爱我们。
I'm aware we all share different background, languages and culture, but we are bound together by one spirit, one savior and one mission.
不同的语言，不同的文化背景，都是以上帝基督的爱来把我们联系和合一在一起。
So this is my prayer for the church.
这是我对教会的祷告。
May our fellowship be marked by unity and love that cannot be broken.
让我们的服侍是 标志着神的爱和谦卑的。
And I pray this will be how we live until Christ returns.
我祷告我们会这样活着, 一直到上帝回来。
Just as the song by our Nepali brothers that will present for us today, let this be our prayer.
就像刚刚我们的那首歌一样, 让这成为我们的祷告。
That God himself will tie us together in the thread of unity.
让上帝以合一的绳子来把我们捆绑在一起。
Bind us with the rope of his love.
以他的爱来捆绑我们在一起,
and send us out as one body to bear the banner of the cross to the world.
把我们差遣出去, 带着神的爱。
Would you welcome our brothers and sisters from the Nepali congregation?
我们请我们的弟兄姐妹。
Bye. Brothers and sisters from the Nepalese congregation, and before we end today, let us all arise as we proclaim how great is our God. Today we gather here five congregations, and we just want to proclaim that once again to respond to God's goodness.
You have been listening to a sermon from PJEFC. We hope you have been blessed by the message. For more sermons, please go to www.pjefc.org. Love God, love people, make disciples.